Hello, everybody. Welcome back to RNRH Season 6, Episode 1. And it's going to be just one and only. And it's going to be pretty quick. It's that special day. It's the new year. sorry about that. For 2024. 2024 is coming up pretty soon. I think it might be already the next day for some places in the world. But it's still not 2024 for me. So I just wanted to say Happy New Year to everybody. And this year, 2023, it's been pretty great for gaming. I know we lost Stadia back in 2022. So that was pretty sad, but Steam really picked it up, and I gotta say they released something really, really special with the Steam Deck. It's the portable gaming handheld that pretty much helped, or I guess it was the vision that Google had, where you can take your gaming anywhere and you don't need a big expensive console or PC. It's working great. There's a lot of strides that they still have to work on, but for the most part, it's amazing. I wish all the buttons and all the thumb joysticks and pretty much input would be Hall based sensors, but that does tend to rack up the price. I also wish that they sold a 2 terabyte version. That also racks up the price. But it's amazing that the OLED dropped. And at least they up the the storage, as well as making it way better micro switches on the buttons and just tactile sensors on the trackpads. Overall, with better connectivity with Wi-Fi 6E and Bluetooth 5.3, I believe. But that's not all. That's just some gaming news. In entertainment, or like just content creating, there was another closure for Google Podcasts. I know Google just dropping a lot of things, and Google Sites is also dropped. So I'm not sites, but Google domains, and it's just sad. But I think it pushes people to more or different services, which I guess is something that Google should try to do a bit, since they have a monopoly on most things. It's pretty good that they sort of try to focus their efforts on more of their main products, like search, information technology, and just YouTube. So YouTube has YouTube Music, and YouTube Music is adding the podcast from Google Podcasts onto them. So that'll be pretty great to see, and hopefully this recording goes into YouTube Music podcasts. So we will have to wait for that. As for Apple, in Apple news, 2023, it's the year that we got USB-C. I gotta say, I wasn't expecting it, and it's amazing. I don't like the price, and I don't like how they did the USB-C on the regular iPhones slow, but it's a start. Now for 2024, even better is iMessages are gonna support the RCS standard, So way better data transfer or messages and read receipts and all sort of features that the iMessage had will pretty much be implemented for the messaging between Apple and Android devices. Besides that, or pretty much any device that runs RCS, which, to be honest, most software is just Apple and Android. I don't believe many other unique or separate OS phone OSs are available. As for their other services, I guess they're having some issues with Apple Card and the banks trying to leave them. So that will be something that we will have to see if it gets, you know, implemented in 2024. They become their own bank. I mean, Goldman Sachs are trying to leave them, but we'll see what they do. So we talked about Google. We talked about Apple. We talked about gaming. Let's talk about the meme side of 2023. It's just a lot of things that occurred, a lot of content like the Wonderful Circus and a bunch of cat memes. And it's just, I gotta say, 2023, I guess people didn't focus so much on the memes and just focus on entertainment and just shows and movies and just review bombing or like accelerating reviews on movies. For example, the Blumhouse Five Nights at Freddy's. I gotta say, it's really catered to the fan base. It's not focused or like, I would say, structured for a regular moviegoer or a film critic. So there's that I gotta say, a lot of movies started doing this, which is actually great. People should not cater or like create something for people that are not part of the fan base or some, or people that will not really actually watch it. If you're creating something, you should do it for yourself and for the people that you want them to watch. For example, if you're creating a podcast, you shouldn't just talk about, oh, I'm gonna talk about all political, you know, conflicts and all political, you know, I gotta say, points of view and events, when you mainly have a audience that were like focused on entertainment or gaming or other kind of issues and updates and news. So it's something that it's not genuine if you do it that way. It's not something that the people that you are trying to aim at that are not part of your audience will take lightly as something that they were expecting, and it's not something that you can do naturally or something that one would think that you would enjoy. It's good to expand your viewpoints and horizon and overall content, but you gotta know how to do it. I mean, they're already filming, I believe. Oh, no, not filming, but in production of Five Nights at Freddy's 2. So they could move into a different direction or make it a little more general audience friendly and have more of a regular cinematic or film photography sort of rules and style, and still focus a little bit on their main targeted audience. But like I said, I believe that the way that the films and overall content being made is targeted towards their audience, and it's a little bit genuine when it's done that way. I'll try to keep this podcast short. It's already 10 minutes or so, and I don't record that much. Let's do just 15 for just a special quick end of the year roundup. I gotta say, going back to technology, handhelds like Steam Deck, Asus ROG, and Lenovo Legion Go really push the sales, I would say, of other devices, other consoles, and PCs. And I see a lot of movement towards that. And I like this sort of direction that the industry is going for. It helps make things more accessible for people, and it is something that can be done with not little effort, but more, I gotta say, research than an in-house kind of resource gathering than done before. And that's what makes optimizing things way better. People gotta give credit to Apple when they have moved from Intel chip or from other chips into their own chips design, and people gotta take Apple into consideration when they make stuff like Face ID and their little action button. Even though action buttons have been there since the beginning of time, but making more integrated into their design. I know it was like a gamble when they took out the 3.5 mm headphone jack, but it's stuff like that that people start making their own designs and optimize the performance of a device for all the intended purposes. But on the other hand, things like the Steam Deck, which is sort of like optimized for gaming and has its own chipset and has its own operating system, you can still use it relatively easy for PC sort of work environments and Linux based sort of work workspaces and applications that might be not just focused on gaming. You can use OBS, you can use PWAs, Progress Web Apps, you can use other Linux apps like text editors, Vim and VLC, and just name a few, just those and other video editing software. I just gotta leave it at that in this podcast, that it's good that Apple did that, and it's good that the industry of gaming and technology is moving to a more optimized and self-sufficient and cost-cutting practices. But making everything optimized and making a walled garden is not something that should be moving forward, but sort of just walled garden adjacent and still giving people the liberty and the options to do what they please with their device in a simple manner that it's not inconvenient for them to do. And with that, it's the end of the podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed it, and I hope you guys have a happy new year and have everything that you ever wanted for 2024. See you then. Bye.